This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame.
Yeah.
He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms.
I love that jingle.
Everybody's worried about who's writing the questions because Dan normally writes them. Don't worry. I am writing the questions all this week. Lauren is from Billerica. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Hey.
Lauren's a teacher. Today's her first day back, but this is pretty interesting because Lauren played Campy Kennedy at the end of the school year this year. Is that right?
Yep.
And who won?
I won.
Uh-oh. So you're good.
It could have been a one-off type of thing.
Is that what you do in class? You just put a movie on and look at pop culture stuff?
Only at the end of the year.
I love a teacher who puts a movie on.
Will you kick Dan out of the studio, please, Lauren?
Dan, would you please leave the studio?
Bye, Felicia.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Dan. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan's record, looking at the board where he doesn't have the score up there, is 3-0. And he has now left the studio. He's in that soundproof booth. Question number one. YouTube has released its Songs of the Summer, and Old Town Road with Lil Nas X is ranked at number one. And this song from Post Malone is second. I will give you a hint. It is from the soundtrack Into the Spider-Verse.
Sunflower.
Question number two. Former Blues Clues host Steve Enjo will appear on the premiere of the reboot to help the new host Josh figure out the first riddle. It will air November 11th. Which network airs Blues Clues?
Nickelodeon.
Question number three. Eddie Murphy will host SNL in December. It'll be his first time back since 1984. True or false? Eddie fathered a child with Mel B from the Spice Girls. True or false?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say true.
Question number four. Carrie Underwood is teasing her new Sunday Night Football theme with Joan Jett. Which network airs Sunday Night Football?
What's the one with the seven colors? NBC? NBC?
Question number five. Last night at the MTV Video Music Awards, Ariana Grande was Artist of the Year. Billie Eilish won Best New Artist. And Sucker by the Jonas Brothers won Best Pop. What state were the awards held in last night?
California.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
All right. Let's go, Dan. You're walking kind of slow. Dan comes back and he's like, I don't know what that walk is. I mean, I like it.
It's a natural swagger.
Okay. Just a little faster is all I'm saying.
You can't rush perfection, Carson.
Wow. All right. Lauren got 4 out of 5 right, Dan.
Ooh, nice job.
Yeah, that was good. These are tough. You ready?
I was born ready. Let's do it.
Question number one. YouTube has released its Songs of the Summer list, and Old Town Road by Lil Nas X is number one. And this song from Post Malone is second. I'll give you a hint. It is from the Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Sunflower.
Tied
at
one.
Great movie.
Question number two. Former Blues Clues host Steve and Joe will appear on the premiere of the reboot to help new host Josh figure out the first riddle. It airs November 11th. Which network airs Blues Clues?
Nickelodeon.
Tied at two. Question number three. Eddie Murphy will host SNL in December. It'll be his first time since 1984. True or false? Eddie fathered a child with Mel B from the Spice Girls. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Eddie's got a bunch of kids.
He is a little girl. That's all right. Tied at three. Question number four. Carrie Underwood is teasing her new Sunday Night Football theme with Joan Jett. Which network airs Sunday Night Football?
Oh, you're about to take my man card.
Lauren got this one, by the way. I feel like Kennedy, even though she's on vacation, would be leaning in to stare at you.
Let's see. It's ESPN.
I need an answer, Dan.
Okay. NBC.
Oh!
I had a couple options.
Tied at four. Question number five. Last night at the VMAs, Ariana Grande won Artist of the Year. Billie Eilish won Best New Artist. Sucker by the Jonas Brothers won Best Pop Video. Which state were those awards held in?
Jersey.
They were held
Shout out to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was New Jersey, not California. Dan, well done,
thank
sir.
Thank you. I watched 5 minutes of that award show and was like, nope.
Producer Dan wins at 5-4. Lauren, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Of Monsters and Men September 8th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Dan before you go?
My name is Lauren from Bill Ricca, and I can't defeat Dan.
Keep those kids in line.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who is playing and what's the game plan.
Yeah.
Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
It's my ringtone now.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Heather's from Braintree. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hi.
Heather shares a birthday next week sometime with Charlie Sheen and Whitey Bulger.
Couple upstanding citizens. Is that how you roll too, Hev?
Oh, of course.
Did you just call her Hev?
Yeah, we talked on the phone. We're close.
Hev?
We're tight-knit people now.
Is Hev a thing for Heather?
It is now.
Will you kick...
sometimes.
Will you kick Duh out of the studio, please?
You don't get to do that to me.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Breslin.
Dah.
See you, Dah.
Fine, I'm leaving.
All right. Dan is leaving the studio. He's going over there to hide out in that soundproof booth. It is five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan. You win yourself $100. Dan's record on the big board, he's got 4 wins and 0 losses. Question number one. Yesterday, this A-list actor pledged $5 million to help the indigenous people of the Amazon as they deal with the devastating fires. Who is he?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number two. This Disney original movie about two high school juniors from rival cliques starred Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Ashley Tisdale. Name the movie.
High School Musical.
Question number three. A list of actors who auditioned for one role but got another include Rainn Wilson trying out for Michael on The Office before actually landing the part of Dwight. What is Dwight's last name on the show?
I don't know. I don't watch The Office.
Question number four. The female celebrities men are most likely to fantasize about Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Lawrence, while the ladies choose to dream about Channing Tatum, Ryan Gosling, and Adam Levine. Who is Adam Levine's wife?
She's a Victoria's Secret model. Minka something. Minka
All right.
Kelly?
All right. And question number five. Kim Kardashian named her favorite sister in a new interview, and she says, quote, "It changes, but this year it's been a really strong Kim and Khloe year." I want you to put the four Kardashian siblings in order, oldest to youngest.
Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Rob.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
What are you doing? You can't... What, you walking back in here with music going on your phone?
Nope.
You lie to me.
No, it was coming from the studio.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was so loud. What were you listening to?
We had a whole sound system in there. What am I using my phone for?
What were you listening to?
Oh, I always listen to Lizzo at 7:45. It gets me pumped up for the game.
All right. If I've scored this correctly, Heather got 2 out of 5 right.
The deuce.
Yeah, these are difficult. Are you ready?
I was born ready. Let's do it.
All right. Yesterday, this A-list actor pledged $5 million to help the indigenous people of the Amazon as they deal with the devastating fires.
Ah, that is Mr. Climate Change himself, Leo DiCaprio.
All right, we are tied at 1. Question number 2. This Disney original movie about two high school juniors from rival cliques starred Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Ashley Tisdale. Name the movie.
Oh, if I got this wrong, Annie would kill me. High School Musical.
Question number 3. A list of actors who auditioned for one role but got another include Rainn Wilson. He actually tried out for Michael on The Office before landing the part of Dwight. What is Dwight's last name on the show?
Schrute. Schrute Bucks.
3-2. Question number 4. The female celebrities men are most likely to fantasize about are Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Lawrence, while the ladies choose Channing Tatum, Ryan Gosling, and Adam Levine. Who is Adam Levine's wife? Oh, I love stumping you because it's like a notch in my belt because you write the questions every day.
It's an Indian name. I don't want to butcher it. I'm just going to say pass.
All right. Bahati Prinsloo.
Yeah.
3-2. Question number 5. Kim Kardashian named her favorite sister in a new interview. This year, it's been a Kim and Khloe year is what she says. She said they really bonded. Can you put the Kardashian siblings in order, oldest to youngest, please?
Are we counting the Jenner ones too? Or just the 3? We counting?
There's actually 4. I probably shouldn't tell you that, but there are 4. There are 4 siblings.
For the Kardashians? There's 3 or 5.
Dan, I need you to answer the question. Quit stalling.
All right. Courtney is the oldest.
All right. We can just move on because you got that wrong. Courtney is 2nd oldest. Kim is the oldest.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Continue
I'm right.
On.
It's,
continue
it's
on.
It's Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, Kylie.
Okay. The Kardashians are Courtney, Kim, Khloe, and Rob.
Stop it.
You forgot Rob.
Yeah, oh, my. Oh,
you forgot
wow.
Rob, right, Heather?
All right, Mr. Fantastic. Stop reaching.
3-2 is the final score. You still get the win, Dan. What are you mad about?
You're petty.
I'm petty. Rob's a Kardashian.
No, he isn't. He's barely.
What?
He doesn't exist most of the time.
All right, anyway.
He has socks.
Okay.
All right,
Excuse
Heather.
Me, I forgive you.
You don't get the cash, but you do get a pair of tickets to see Vampire Weekend September 3rd at Gannis Arena. So you enjoy those tickets. What would you like to say to producer Dan before you go?
My name's Heather from Braintree, and I can't defeat Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash. Prizes and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms and in tragedy. What is that?
Yeah,
dark.
That doesn't rhyme with Kennedy. That's the only part I don't like.
It was a little dark there. Got a little dark. Bridget is from Gloucester. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Carson.
What's up?
Bridget, who we lovingly call B-Side because that's her social media handle.
Yes. She's very involved with the show and we love her.
Yes. B-Side is actually a cornhole champion and is an active member of the American Cornhole League.
Oh, the ACL. Do you guys broadcast on ESPN8, The Ocho?
Dan, I keep telling you to come play because you said you need to find friends. Come play.
I know. See, I suck at cornhole. I'm really good at beer pong with the overhand throwing motion. The underhand one always gets me.
The reason I'm not
I took out a fan blade. You got to start somewhere.
I'm really good at day drinking, though.
The reason I'm not in the ACL is because I've already gone pro.
Yeah.
That's like minor leagues compared to what I can do on a cornhole.
I thought you were going to say because you would tear your ACL. Yeah.
All right. B-Side, will you kick Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, I need you to bounce.
Fine, I'm out. There's snacks in the other studio anyways.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan. You're going to win yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. We don't have Dan's score on the big board, but I happen to know he is 5-0 so far since we've been playing Can't Defeat Dan, and he is now in that other room. Question number one, Drake Bell and Josh Peck have talked about a possible reunion of their TV show. What was that show called?
Drake and Josh.
Question number two, after finally dethroning Old Town Road, Billie Eilish spent 1 week at number one on the Hot 100. This week, she drops to number two, thanks to Senorita, a duet by these two singers.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Question number three, Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down, won Video of the Year. True or false, Taylor is the highest paid woman in entertainment. True or false?
True.
Question number four, the first season finale of Miz and the Mrs. airs at 10 p.m. tonight on USA. What does the Miz do for a living?
Wrestling.
Question number five. What is Woody's last name from the movie Toy Story? Gary.
Gareth?
Gareth. I think it's Gary. All right, let's get producer Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
All right, here comes producer Dan swaggering back in. What were you listening to?
Who? Pitbull, Give Me Everything.
All right.
Me Not Working Hard. Picture that with a Kodak.
B-side got 4 out of 5 correct, Dan.
All right, coming in hot.
These are tough. You ready?
I was born ready.
Drake Bell and Josh Peck have talked about a possible reunion of their TV show. What was that show called?
Drake and Josh.
Tied to one. Question number two. After finally dethroning Old Town Road, Billie Eilish spent 1 week at number one on the Hot 100. This week, she drops to number two thanks to Senorita, a duet by these two singers.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Tied to two. Question number three. Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down won Video of the Year. True or false, Taylor is the highest paid woman in entertainment.
I'm just going to say true.
She made $185 million over the past year. Beyoncé came in second with less than half of that.
No big deal.
And then Rihanna was third. Like, what? She's just counting money because
Fenty Beauty, man.
Right? That's it, I guess. Tied to three. Question number four. The first season finale of Miz and the Mrs. airs at 10 p.m. on USA tonight. What does the Miz do for a living?
He is a professional wrestler. But first, he was on The Real World.
And question number five, we're tied to four. What is Woody's last name from the movie Toy Story?
There's a snake in my boot.
Harry.
He has a last name?
That's a tough one.
That's what I said.
Woody Francisco Almanzar III Esquire
Junior. That is incorrect.
Lightyear, I don't know.
Pride is his last name.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You say so.
Yeah, that's what it says on the internet, and I got the internet, so there.
The Google box said it. It must be true.
By the way, all you haters, I wrote the questions. Dan did not write the questions. It's okay. I'm handling them this week. We're not cheating or anything.
Take off your tinfoil hats. It's okay.
Dan ends up getting the win because it's a tie 4-4. I'm sorry, B-side, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see UB40 and Shaggy. August 30th.
Hey, so what is Bombastic. I'm in. Let's go.
That's, what is that, Friday night, I think, at the Xfinity Center?
And that concert won't smell like weed at all, B-side.
Nope, not at all. All right, what do you want to say to Dan before you go?
I'm B-side from Gloucester, and I can tie Dan.
No.
Try that again.
Is that the kind of sportsmanship they have in the American Cornhole League?
Yes. I am B-side from Gloucester, and I can't defeat Dan.
In your face.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.